And good morning. I'm joined by Riley County Commission District 2 seat candidate Greg McKinley, who won the primary for the Republican Party a couple months back. Greg, you want to go ahead and tell us about your reactions to winning the primary?
Oh, I was obviously happy to do it. You know, it was a close race, and I of course thought I was the best one to win, but and the other guys have both been very supportive. I mean, we all would have been supporting, even though we had different opinions on things. You know, everybody's been good to me, and the people, you know, the people behind me have been obviously pleased and ready to keep working for the next one, for the general.
And have you spoke with either candidates since then?
Phil and Marvin?
Yeah.
They both have either called or reached out to me a couple times and, you know, congratulated me at the time and said if there's anything they can do to help, they'd be willing to help.
All right, cool. So what are some of your goals for your campaign from now until November?
Like I said, just getting out, meeting more people. pardon me. Just getting word out, getting myself introduced to people in the rest of the district. You know, most of the portion of the district is in North County, which, and then there's several precincts. A little over half of the precincts are in Manhattan, and just getting out there door to door, talking to people, and introducing myself.
And with, you know, the pandemic currently going on still, have you found any ways to kind of have, like, a town hall meeting, I guess, with larger groups of people?
I've thought about that. We've talked about it. My wife and I have talked about that, about, you know, it'd be nice to have something, other people suggest it, but I'm not sure how to do that, you know. And at one point we thought, well, we can figure out a way, and then we thought, well, maybe we should, you know, as the numbers are going up, maybe it's not a good idea. We had decided if we do try to do something, I'm going to call the health department and ask them what their recommendations are of how, you know, even if you, you know, on one hand, you plan an event, you want to have a lot of people there, but you don't have too many people there. So I'm not sure how to make that work just yet.
Yeah, completely understandable. So what is going to be your primary focus of change for your campaign?
There's one of the first things, one of the primary reasons I got into the race planned over a year and a half ago to do it was the ambulance service to North County. That was something that got my attention and a lot of people from North County, the fact that we have very limited ambulance service up there. And then just other things within the county we just thought could be handled better, and been trying to push that and other things as far as running the county. You know, a lot of what the county does is just administrative, just get things running, keeping things going, keep the county off of the front page of the paper. That's what I'm hoping, to not have my name on the front page of the paper all the time for meetings.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Besides the ambulance service, is there another pretty big change that you're looking at?
No, that's the main big change. There are certain things, other things are looked at. And I know people talk about the access to the meetings because they are during the day, and I understand why, because the department heads or something. But I would look at trying to have, not all of them, but maybe once a month, once every other month, have an evening meeting, even just a work session, maybe not less policy, but a work session, so that people can come in when there's big issues coming up, when we know there's big issues. Have a work session in the evening sometime where residents can come in, and people will be free to call me anytime. And I have already had people calling me, telling me what they want to see when I get in. And I'm welcome to listen to everybody. But I thought if you had occasional work sessions in the evening, it'd make it easier for people to get in and talk to us.
And so, yeah, so that brings me to the next question then about transparency. Do you think that the current commission is currently doing enough for transparency, and is that something that you want to work on or keep the same?
Well, like I said, having them broadcast now has opened up so people can see it. And there's been comments of how do you make it easier access for people to submit comments. I'm not sure how that would work. But like I said, that's what my thoughts are, is occasionally having an evening meeting. Now, one thing I would try to set up, also try to set up office hours a couple times a week. It'd have to be during the day because the building is closed at night. But have, say, you know, I'll be there from 12 to 2 on Wednesdays. Anybody wants to talk to me, come on in, or call and talk to me, or call anytime, call and talk to me. But try to do that, try to get more people, make it easier for people to access the commissioners.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know your opponent, Fanny Fang, is also a big proponent for transparency, and she is calling for ways for the public to be able to comment during the meetings. I know USD 383 actually like has submissions, like you could submit a comment and they read them during the meeting. Is that something that you could be interested in?
Sure, that'd be good. You know, there is a public comment at the start of each meeting, but that's, again, that's something that needs to be there. But if there was a way, like say somebody will submit stuff, you know, I don't see a problem with that.
So going back to the ambulance, do you have any plans on how to address that issue?
Well, like I said, mostly what we need, and I've looked at them, and I know they, and I even went and talked to them when they were moving one out to north, to the county shops. That was cutting 5 minutes off a 45-minute drive. That wasn't really much of a solution. And that one, that ambulance does make a lot of runs into Manhattan. They need to add a separate one. And in looking, I kind of got up the map and laid it out. Really, it needs to be, because everybody says, oh, I want it in Raleigh because that's where I am. But it needs to be in farther north. But Leonardville is more a central part of the North County section. And it, roughly speaking, it'd be no more than 20 minutes to the farthest northeast and northwest corners from Leonardville. You know, I realize there's money involved to build a station and man it. One thing someone talked about earlier that as a first step, they talked about the possibility of having, instead of actual ambulance, EMTs, there's first responders, which are kind of a step below that, and you wouldn't have a complete ambulance, and maybe an SUV with the basics stationed in Leonardville as a first step, just to get them so they could get quicker to accidents and emergencies and giving more than what just the local, I know like the rural fire people, they have some people that have had medical training, but these people have a little more and have a little authority and better equipment to handle stuff to help start getting things taken care of until an ambulance could get there.
All right. Once again, we're speaking to Raleigh County Commission District 2 seat candidate Greg McKinley. So one of your major thing you want to address is ambulance in Northern County. How do you kind of want to campaign to those who are in the Manhattan part of your district?
Well, even people I've talked to in Manhattan that don't even realize what ambulance service, but there's other, the part that the county does for the people in Manhattan is more administrative, you know, tags, car tags and tax, driver's license, property taxes, that type of thing. And, you know, just keeping services. And I'm familiar with Manhattan too. I lived in Manhattan for 19 years and now I've lived in Raleigh for 14 years. So I've been in both places, know both things. And in Raleigh, I've been on city commission for the last 10 years, learning budget. I realize that budget's a fraction of what the counties is, but just learning municipal government budgets are different than personal budgets. There's different battles to be fought.
Yeah, for sure. And so, going to start wrapping this up. What would you say you would have over your opponent, Fanny Fang?
I'm trying to not run against someone. I'm running for an office. The national elections, particularly, have gotten to be so, and even some of the state ones, so nasty running against. I am running against her, but I'm not trying to go against her. I'm just trying to say what I feel I want to see done and hope that that's what people want to hear.
All right. And going back to this, when we were talking about the pandemic earlier, What are your thoughts of the commission's managing of the health department during this entire crisis?
It's been a little bit erratic sometimes, but I realize the whole country's been there. You know, it's nothing new. Everybody's still learning. Just when they think, oh, this is what you need to do, 2 weeks later, oh, that doesn't work. You got to do something else. They've stumbled sometimes, I think. I mean, they're giving it their best try, but sometimes they've jumped from one to another. It seems to jump back and forth a few times. That consistency is finally what people want to know, what's actually going on, keeping things consistent. But again, it's hard. This thing's been hard. Everybody's been inconsistent. It's just when you think this is what we need to do, next week that didn't work. We've got to try something else. But, we'll keep going. Hoping it'll be something will be more settled by next year. But if not, I'll dive into it and see what I can do.
All right. Once again, we have Riley County Commission District 2 seat candidate Greg McKinley. Greg, that's all I really have for you today. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I had, kind of covered what I was looking at. Just trying, because I've lived in Manhattan and Riley, I've got both parts of the district and want to do a good job and want people to vote for me come November.
All right. Well, thank you once again for joining us here today, Greg, and hope you have a good day.
All right. Thank you for having me here.
Yep, no problem.